Today on Veterans Voices, we hear from a Beaver Creek Air Force veteran, Jason Evett. He's the founder of a web store called Airborne Outfitters, which makes and sells camping supplies. Evett's business grew out of his determination to overcome PTSD. Here's his story, which may be difficult for some listeners.
One day, three of my NCOs grabbed me, and, you know, we're monkeying around, and but they ended up taping me and tying me to a big push cart that we used to put parachutes on. And so they wheel me outside. You know, I figured they were just going to leave me out there and let me be cold for a minute or whatever. But what they actually did was they ended up taking turns waterboarding me. And so I had no idea what that was. I just knew that it was the scariest thing I had ever experienced in my life. I mean, it shook me. And I, you know, tried to play it off afterwards, but I mean, I was a wreck. I'm a year and a half in the military. I don't know what's right, what's wrong. I know what feels right and wrong, you know, whatever. But anyway, fast forward to 2014, and I was struggling. Talked to my commander and just said, I need to go get some help, and went and talked to a psychologist, and it was probably 2 weeks and 200 questions later, and she diagnosed me with PTSD. But, you know, there's deployments to the Middle East. There's, you know, a lot of stuff that kind of added up. So anyway, I'd get off work at the end of the day, and then I'd go home, and I wouldn't have something to occupy my time. I do not do well with idle hands. So I look at, you know, what else can I do? What else can I do in addition to work that I'm not going to have to think about things after work, you know, when I have downtime? The thing that I always went back to was, where's my passion? My passion is in the outdoors. And I just said, you know what, I'm going to go to the library. And I went to the library every day and checked out an entrepreneurial book. And I read like 12 books in 22 days or something like that. And so I went and bought a sewing machine and got busy, right? And the things that I made were garbage, but it was something. And then I just kept honing that craft and got better at it. And by the way, so, you know, I went from being in a very horrible place mentally to having something to focus on, and then continue with therapy and start taking the meds. And then that's kind of when my world came normal again. You know, it felt like a crane just lifted me out of a ditch and put me back on the road, and I was great after that. And so it gave me a light at the end of the tunnel. We all know that alcohol and self-medicating does not fix your problems, but a lot of us have been there. Neither does suicide, right? And so if I can do it, anybody else can do it. You don't have to create a business, right? You can do whatever. You can learn to play music, or you can start a nonprofit or whatever. Whatever you're passionate about. Had it not been for having something like that to focus on, the outcome could have obviously been different.
That was Air Force veteran Jason Evett, founder of a web store called Airborne Outfitters. He was interviewed by Navy veteran and fellow Wright State University student Jeremy Tack of Dayton. Veterans Voices is produced in collaboration with the Veteran and Military Center at Wright State University. This series is supported by Wright Pack Credit Union.